Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word story all by its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with and record a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, this week, the previous week was a six-way tie, so we got a whole bunch of things in here, because everyone's topics get jammed together in a tie. You got pumpkin, ghost, squirrels, blue smoke, the gates of hell, lime, time, rhyme, and orgasms. Lime. Well, anyway, let's see who won last week, and it was Mike, but he didn't send in the story. Congratulations, Mike. Way to go. You're probably busy with NaNoWriMo and all that, so that's okay. That's all right. Liana is too, but she sent in a story, so no pressure. So we'll just go to the veterans here. These are the folks who just keep coming back for more, and we have Guy David of GuyDavid.com.
Hi there, and welcome to the weekly challenge where everyone's a winner. Literally. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and this is my story for today.
I was standing at the gates of hell. I was a ghost. There was no doubt about it. They say that hell is what you make it. For me, it was a couple of squirrels roasting some pumpkins with lime. It was an orgy of naked bodies endlessly entering each other, in and out, but without being able to reach orgasms. It was the void of sensation, maliciously suspended in time and space. We could go about it until blue smoke came out of our asses, but nothing would happen. It just wouldn't rhyme. A six-way tie.
There's going to be more like that, folks. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more of his work at GuyDavid.com, Night Guy, Night Guy Electronica, Night Guy the Board Game, Night Guy the Flamethrower. Man, that's a toughie. Ooh, okay, the text from each story is in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? It's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast, whatever link they sent me to pimp. Ooh. Oh, man. Okay, next up is Tom from Footnote. You can find him at footnote.libsyn.com and here every single week. I wonder what he came up with. Is there going to be a dead podcaster this time? man. Here we go. Tom from Footnote.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. Happy Samhain. Wow, a six-way tie. Well, it is a challenge, so here goes. The story tonight is called Pumpkin Dreams. When pumpkins dream, it's a fiery sight. Flaming limes held in check by a ghostly light. Citrus and squash hurling with all their might. Against the gates of hell, lentils red, posts white. The dances of pumpkins and capers of limes take flight. In dream time and ghost time, in the blue smoke of night. With reason and rhyme, we mark their gathering plight. Bert's pies will be baking, and ghostlings they will bite. It's pumpkin time before the ghostly gates of Lime Key Hell. So ends this squirrely rhyme, so begins a midnight of sugary, orgasmic delight.
I've always wondered what pumpkins dream of as I'm jamming a knife in them and... Not the knife. No, not pie. My mind's in a pie. Thank you, Tom. You've answered that question. You can catch more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. Next up is Justin. His random thoughts are at fatelvis04.blogspot.com. But all the links are in the show notes, in case you're not writing all these down. Justin, welcome back, and it's time for your story.
As Joe walked through the gates of hell, he watched a lime-colored pumpkin release a puff of blue smoke.
What's that for?
He asked the ghostly squirrel guarding the gate.
Means it's time for Satan to get his rocks off,
said the squirrel.
If you see it, you have to report to Satan's castle and give him an orgasm.
Oh, f***,
said Joe.
Can I get around it?
There's a rumor that if you can tell him a really good rhyme, he'll let you off,
replied the squirrel.
A sublime rhyme?
Asked Joe.
That could work,
said the squirrel. If for some reason you don't think that was the crappiest thing ever written in the history of the world, you can feel free to check out my blog, Justin's Random Thoughts.
Dude, I have the explicit tag thing on this. So if you want to say fuck, say fuck. You want to say shit, say shit. You want to say pussy monkey, say pussy monkey. Whatever you want to say. Come on. Just beep. Anyway. You can check out more of Justin's works at fatelvis04.blogspot.com or search for Justin's I'm not re-recording this. Thank you, Justin. Next up is... Terrence is back! Yay, Terrence is back. He feels kind of sorry for having forgotten. No, it's okay. People get busy, you know, I'll just sit here crying on my lunchroom. Anyway, you can check out Terrence at the Never Was podcast. I'm not, mcleanweb.ca/neverwas, something like that. It's in the show notes. You know where they are. If you don't know where they are by now, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you just syncing up with iTunes and going and just listening to the audio? This is a multimedia experience. Folks, and you need to vote too, which is at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Links, all sorts of stuff, even a link to my new udders is on there. My daily note letting Nardo know what he needs to get done before I get home. Anyway, Terrence is right here and he's ready with a story for you.
Hi, this is Terrence McLean from the Never Was podcast. A happy belated birthday to Lawrence. I had intended on doing a podcast that week and wishing him a happy birthday, but I ended up with a case of food poisoning and that ended that idea. Anyway, this week I have an entry for our six-way tie weekly challenge. Unfortunately, even though I've returned, I haven't forgotten about you, Lawrence. This will probably be my last one before December, as NaNoWriMo is likely going to suck up the majority of my time, and I still have to get my own podcast out. I played a little bit with the topics, so you might have to pay attention to catch all the topics. And I hope you enjoy this 100-word story with our favorite repeating characters, Raoul, and, of course, the podcaster. Raoul stood at the gates of hell waiting for the kids. A pumpkin sat to his right, the candle flickering in the wind. Raoul was always the one that got stuck handing out the candy. A podcaster dressed as a nun approached. The podcaster spoke, and Raoul dropped in the lime. And under his breath, he said, "Give it time." The podcaster dropped to the ground, started to scream and moan. This continued for a moment, and then there was a puff of blue smoke, and the podcaster smiled. A squirrel appeared from under his habit and wiped its face.
Bye.
Well, belated thank you, and, yeah. You can check out more from Terrence at mcleanweb.ca/neverwas, and he'll be at NaNoWriMo, so look for Terrence McLean, and you'll see all of his progress there. Now I'm going to have dreams about squirrels. And speaking about dreams about squirrels, welcome back to Daphne Abernathy from Edlow Island, and she's over at the Daphne and Tamara Going Broke podcast, and now the Second Style podcast, and, you know, Lord Fly Didgeridoo said that there was no room for, you know, all this roundtable stuff. You know, that was dead. That format's dead. No. Daphne is one of the people proving that the roundtable can still happen. The interview format, people getting together and just shooting the breeze, it still lives. And also showing that the 100-word story format still lives, here's Daphne, who probably is still recovering from PodCamp Boston, but here we go.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the show that tells you where to spend your lindens, and Second Style Stylecast, your weekly source for SL fashions. You can find the podcast at www.daphneandtamara.com and stylecast.secondstyle.com. And this is my submission for the 100-word weekly challenge. The topic this week was... Wait a minute, what... Pumpkin, ghosts, squirrels, blue smoke, the gates of hell, lime, time, rhyme, and orgasm? Okay, yeah, guys, come on. Alright, I understand, it was a six-way tie. So, my goal this week wasn't so much to figure out a topic with all that, but was just to get all the words in story. So, I think I did it. Hope you like it. Here we go. Every year, one house had the best decorations on Halloween. Most houses had simple pumpkins carved with faces, witches, bats, and occasionally squirrels eating nuts. But this house had more. As you go up the walk to it, there was a fork in the path. To the left, you saw blue smoke, ghosts, and flashing lime green lights. You heard screams of horror that sounded more like orgasms. Or so I've been told. And there was a sign with that old rhyme, "If you can't do the time, don't do the crime." And the gates with flames made out of fabric around it. And on it said the gates of hell. And there were two mean dogs barking at you. On the right side was Father O'Malley, standing at a gate that said gate to heaven, handing out full-size candy bars and Bibles. We might not get the message at church, but we got it on Halloween. Heaven has chocolate.
How did you all do it? How did you all get all those words in there? Do we just have six-way ties every week? I mean, wow. Thank you, Daphne. You can check out more from Daphne at Daphne... and Tamara.com, Stylecast, podcast.secondstyle.com, somewhere there. Links, show notes, go there. Okay, we've got one more, and this is really one more, no, I'm not doing this one more, and then, oh, by the way, there's Planet Z. Planet Z sat out this week. Planet Z just cowered in a corner. Just, he's over there. He's moaning. Wimp. And Nardo hasn't shown up either. He's stuffed from dinner, but then again, he's getting fat. So here we go with Liana, who's also doing NaNoWriMo. You can check her out at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. But until then, here we go with Liana's story.
Hey everyone, it's Liana from HodgePodgePoint, and I'm in panic mode. House still in a mess, podcast neglected, novel ideas still in disarray, and characters are flat. Oh yeah, I'm so ready for NaNoWriMo. So for this week's challenge number 81, bunch of words, I mashed together the following stories so aptly titled, just stringing them together. Six-way tie it was. They encircled their tormentor, shooting him till he fell dead. Inevitably, they all went down in the crossfire. The whole squirrely gang ended up stuck behind the gates of hell. They squabbled about who really did the bastard in. There was rhyming Ellison and on-time Tom, with mysterious blue smoke guy and martini with a lime twist Caleb. Even pumpkin rolling Houston and oh the orgasms Leiana were in on the fight. There was nothing better to do while they waited for ghostly Lawrence to take his eternal revenge with assigning another torturous challenge.
There you go. Like a true professional, Liana, HodgePodgePoint, Libsyn.com. Thank you. Let's just get the credits going for this sucker and get the hell out of here, okay? Well, there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about, well, six different topics. Thanks to everyone who participated this week and didn't chicken shit out like Planet Z did. Good luck with the voting. The voting, that's right, it takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get refrigerator magnets, that kind of thing. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click, subscribe to... Oh, look who showed up. Yeah? It's about damn time. I just finished this thing, man. Hey, don't you go giving me any lip. Where was I? Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners choose the top from next week and all that. There's a six-way tie, you'd wind up with this kind of clusterfuck. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One-click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of thing. Music for the opening and closing were provided by the great maestro, Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that great? There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow and then on Saturday, another one of these things. I'll post the topic in a little bit. In fact, I've already posted the topic yesterday, and this is Sunday. Just wanted to, you know, do this and do that, and I had an auction to deal with, and Filthy Fluno, Jeffrey Lipinski, bought a copy of my book. He's getting magnets. And when this show is over, I'm burning an archive of the entire podcast archives, 1,300 episodes, and putting them on CD. And he's getting it all signed, and all the proceeds went to the Red Cross because of this whole San Diego thing, you know. Not that they were too terribly terrible Houston Texans when they showed up, but come on, the Houston Texans suck. I don't care if they beat the Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders suck. I mean, and the fact that, you know, today, you know, there was a 7-0 team and an 8-0 team, and we had to watch that. We were the only part of the country here that had to watch this shit. So, really. Thank you once again for putting up with this crap. And, as always, keep it brief. Now, when I say crap, I mean my whining and bitching. Some of these stories were pretty good, and week in, week out. Y'all do a great job, but my stuff, my whining and... Oh, the radio show. And I'm regular on the radio show now. KPRCRadio.com. I'm, well, regular as in regular guests. They haven't locked the door yet. Well, they do lock the door. I just know which window in the bathroom I can crawl through. But it's on the fifth floor, so I have to climb up like Spider-Man. You know, except I don't have the funny hairs in my hands. I just have cat hair because of this little bastard. Yeah. Because of you. Dude, could you shed... Winter is coming and you're shedding even more. Big bloated orange bag.
Closing.